You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And it's time for the Motherland Influence. Hello, hello, hello. Yeah, I did it on purpose. It's great to be bringing you the first half hour of the Motherland Influence. Did a little too much the day before I came in, so I'm trying to get myself together here. You are listening to the Motherland Influence, coming to you every Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. of African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds. And we're going to have some guests here today from the Peace Culture Club. Did I get it right? Okay, good. I'm really tired, so I'm like worried about getting things mixed up here. We'll do a little interview, but first we'll start off with one tune, some new music from Sarah Tavares out of Portugal, from her new CD, Fixado. And then we'll have a quick interview and some more music. And as always, a little cooler, open the windows up and share with your neighbors. I guess you have to turn it up a lot louder. Share.
Acaso tu Dike budalila Boenga sansan Jankre bucheu Kola na mi Benka bushinti medu Ben ser feliz Jankre bucheu Kola na mi Benka bushinti medu Ben ser feliz Nina na mi Jinga Nina na mi Jinga ho eh Nina na mi Jinga Nina na mi Jinga vou ver te do ver Oh ya vai de sele
from Sarah Tavares. Tune called Ginga off her new CD Fixado. And that sounds coming out of Portugal. Sounds similar to what you might hear coming out of Cabo Verde or Cape Verde. All right, this is Gray Beard taking the first half hour of the Motherland Influence, African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds. We're going to take a short music break and do an interview with some members of Peace Culture Club. And we'll start with Monique, and you can introduce everybody for us.
Hey, everybody. I'm talking to you live. We're here with Jess. We're here with Joshua. And we're here with Arisha Goon, one of the resident artists in Peace Culture Club.
Okay.
And we're going to just share a little bit about what we do and who we are and how we want you all to get involved.
All right. So what do you do?
Take it, Joshua.
So what we do is basically use local artists and art therapists and artisans. We use local artists, art therapists,
and artisans of all different disciplines to facilitate classes and curriculum work with the kids. We teach conflict resolution inside of art classes in order to make the concept stick. And our mission is to encourage the youth to become peacemakers inside of this process. You know, the idea is that we're facing a public health crisis with adverse childhood experiences, from neglect to toxic stress and right. A lot of other things that are just avoidable and the negative effects of them can be changed if we reach out to them with the arts and with culture. So the Peace Culture Club, we do that by reaching out to schools, organizations, local groups, and we help facilitate conversation and self-expression.
Okay.
That develops the person and the community, you know, around the person.
And how can other people come join you and help out?
You see, we have a website up, a brand new website. It's been a hard time coming, but it was really great to have it up, and it's really nice. You can go check it out. It's Peace Culture Club, peaceculturclub.com.
Okay.
Right. And from there, there are many different links you can donate. You can join us as a youth and as an artist or an adult, where you can volunteer and be a part of the events and programs and workshops that we plan to facilitate in the coming year.
You got anything coming up?
Yeah, we have a lot coming. I mean, when we think about it, but the main things that are most important are the peace, unity, peace alone, peace. Peace Culture,
Peace
Unity
Culture Club
Salon.
Unity Salon, yes sir, that's what that is.
Yeah, it's an exciting event where we gather artists and creatives to share in a creative space and support one another in our artistic expression.
Okay.
And you can tell them.
Yeah, good. So if you sing or if you are a poet or you play an instrument or you just want to come and have a good time, we try to hold our Unity Salons about once a month. And again, if you go to the website, you'll be able to see the schedule.
Yeah,
isn't that right?
Yeah, especially on Facebook. That's where we promote the Unity Salon the most.
Yes.
We're
definitely on Facebook.
Yeah.
And that's on the Peace Culture.
Peace Culture Club.
Okay.
Yes. You can Google us. It's a lot of different stuff, you know, on Instagram and Twitter and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
All of the social media. I think ideally we're mainly focused on trying to get volunteers, people who are really, really willing to put their skin in the game, get some feet on the ground, because we've been doing this for about 2 years now, and we developed an idea and trying to develop the network, because you know, I found in Richmond it's more about getting yourself into the community and affecting direct impact on people. So now that we've grown the network like we have, we're in a position where we want to start being able to do more for people, and we need people to do that.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
You know, we love what we do, and we're all committed to this mission. But I think it's the idea that people aren't aware of what it is that's going on. Either aren't aware of what's going on, or really are lost at what the solution could possibly be to some of the stress.
That's a lot of it.
In adversity we face, yeah.
People are overwhelmed, basically.
Yes.
Overwhelmed.
Yeah, especially this, you know, when you can get instant news constantly. And
yeah.
Then you got to decipher what's real.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, we really wanted to, you know, have a place where children can still have access to arts, no matter what they might be, because as we all know, they don't have arts in schools anymore, and the kids don't have an outlet.
Yeah.
So we're trying to step in and be that outlet for them.
I find that amazing that's being taken out. I mean, I grew up with that, and that was just it was part of the school.
That's
you know?
Right.
You knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Couldn't imagine not happening, having that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was at an elementary school a couple of days ago. They don't even have after-school programming. The programming that they have after school is really more so for holding the kids until parents get off.
Yeah.
Like, so you got a YMCA or you got like a Boys and Girls Club that are going and just sit with the kids for a little while. You know? It's really...
Well, they had that when I was growing up. They would come take us to the YMCA, but they had activities for us.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
We didn't just hang out there.
Right.
Yeah, we partnered with the YMCA recently, working in the city of Petersburg, doing a project to counter ACEs. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that the Peace Culture Club, I mean, as an organization, we want to project ourselves as a effective response to childhood adversity and toxic stress. See, the idea is that we can't escape and eliminate it,
right,
but we need to mitigate it. We need to be able to process our way through it. Otherwise, it builds up and accumulates, and then we get health maladies and bad decisions and stuff like that. So, in our programs, what we want to do is give kids a channel and a process that guides them through whatever stress that they had to a place of peace where they can not only find themselves at peace, but also promote the peace that they found in the process that they took to get it through the arts. Because everybody appreciates the arts. Grandma, grandpa, they all love the arts, but to connect it to the purpose, to the intention of creating peace. And that's what sets us apart.
All right. Hey, hang on 1 second. This possibly could be a question. Let me check this out here.
You guys want to keep talking for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Each of you need to say your own name.
So,
name
from the perspective of a community organizer, a person who's spent the better part of the last year, working to bring communities together and work against racism and social injustice, I found that, if we sit around talking about it so much, it kind of distracts us from the action because we feel like you don't understand it enough. And when I started this organization, I was trying to become an art therapist and realized that I didn't have the $40,000 to $60,000 to go get that degree, But in reality, I knew what I had been doing was already art therapy. It's just that you can't promote it or tell people that you do art therapy unless you have that certification.
Right.
See, so I ended up seeing that roadblock, and from my experiences, my upbringing, my father, my mother, my family, we always were focused on personal development. We look at obstacles as, fun. The idea is that you never stop getting them. They just get more and more interesting as you succeed. So with that block, I said, I'm going to find art therapists here in Richmond. Right. I looked and looked, and there was none. It was kind of weird. I thought it would be easy.
Wow.
You watch something?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
Connections.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, it was hard. I ended up finding one, and she was an awesome woman by the name of Becky Jacobson, which was an amazing coincidence in a sense, because she had been doing outreach work in Africa but was ready to start a family and settle down and not be going so much.
Right.
So she was open to trying to help me develop the curriculum and get officialized through art therapy, So she supports us now and continued to support us and actually played a big role in our initial launch over at Pine Camp Arts and Community Center.
Okay.
It's an awesome space where we hosted about 18 South Africans who came and did a cultural exchange and shared, because they were doing art therapy out there to youth who graduated from high school and didn't have work.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big epidemic. They get into gangs and all kinds of other kind of craziness. But they were able to come out and share with the youth about how art can give you open opportunities and avenues for you to do things that no one ever imagined. And that's what I've been living, for the past couple of years. So, I mean, becoming more of a part of the conversation here in Richmond has pushed me to be more actively engaged rather than trying to persuade and inspire other people as much. I'm more committed to personal action and getting involved with people in the community who are, committed in themselves and touching the people.
That's a good way. It's better than like the big organizations who come in and say, well, you should do this without anything about what's really going on.
And that's why we feel what we're doing is a great opportunity for folks to come, and whatever they might want to do, however they might want to express themselves, we're going to try to assist them in that.
Okay.
Because, again, arts, we feel, is a very healing thing, and it doesn't take a whole lot, but it takes a lot of energy.
Yeah.
And, we do have to buy supplies and things like that.
Right.
So we are working on a fundraiser that we're going to launch in the springtime.
Yeah.
So please do visit the website from time to time, and
on Facebook,
definitely, because we're looking for, all kinds of goodies that might help push this cause a little further.
Give us all that information again. How to find you?
Oh yeah, so you can definitely find us online at peaceculturclub.com.
That's right.
And it's Peace Culture Club, like peace in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the idea is that the springtime fundraiser, we're going to be calling it a FET. And for people who don't know what a FET is, you should definitely come and check it out.
That's right.
Get a little taste of it. An African FET, it's defined as a celebration.
Right.
And what we're celebrating is what we've been able to accomplish over the past, 2 years, and what we hope to accomplish in the future.
Yes.
We're calling on all of our friends and supporters, people who've experienced the Peace Culture Club out there, at an event or bumped into me or one of our partners, and calling everybody out to come out and really get vested. We need the funds. We need your volunteer time. And we're also going to be giving away some special gifts and things of that nature. You know, just really, really pulling on the support that we've already collected. We've already, you know, found to get people actively engaged and you know, financially invested, you know.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in. Thank you for doing what you do. And one more time, give us the sites to find you.
So you can...
We are the Peace Culture Club, and we can be found at peaceculturclub.com. Mm-hmm. You can also find us on Facebook. And, yeah, please check us out and keep track of what we're doing. We got a lot of good stuff going on, and we want to thank WRIR for having us today and letting us tell you guys about us.
All right, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Wish you guys well.
If anybody wants any more information, you know, we're really looking for volunteers heavy. So you can call my number directly at 973-393-3496. Somebody said I shouldn't do that, but
and that's Yoshua Adama talking to you.
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook too. Yeah, let's connect. You know, everybody who's doing the work, let's just get together because it's time.
All right. Thank you guys very much.
And thank you.
Wish you well in your efforts.
Great be you.
Great buddy.
All right, guys. Got time for one more. My set, then David will be back up, or excuse me, Dowdy. Yeah, well, this is kind of a long one. It's I found some new music. I haven't done all the research on the people, but I'm going to guess that where did I have it? Malim Mahmoud Naya is coming from Morocco, but I will double check that. We'll hear a tune called Sadidi Huma El Buhala, coming off his new CD Colors of Light. He's playing the sitar, one of my favorite instruments. All right, give me 1 second here. My little device is giving me a hard time here. Let me try this one real quick. All right, this should do it. Or maybe not. All right, we're going to have to. All right, here we go. All right, this thing did this to me last week, so I guess I won't be using this anymore. Yeah, really. I did have to pay for it. All right, let me grab something off the shelf real quick, and Dottie's going to grab you. So if you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the motherland influence of African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds. And we got some music coming from David. What you putting in there?
How about some of this?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Super Baton de Segou, a re-release of some music, older music out of Mali. Afro Jazz, Dumali, and which one you picking?
Tere.
Three on one. Three. Thank you.
dona kamale e tere dona kamale e furusa dona danya woloe adanya woloe e dona danya woloe e furuje dona danya woloe Adona kamale
Zab, Kidu Mengo Dami, Rabdo Eliasri, Mulaye to Hami.
Can't seem to have enough energy before you get that first cup of coffee? The Breakfast Blend can help with that. Tune in every morning, Monday through Friday, so you can get that extra boost. You know you want to. Listen to Breakfast Blend from 6 a.m. in the a.m. on WRIR. Yeah, you can thank me later.
Each digit makes a tone.
Well, there we go. Somebody turned the mic all the way down.
That was Greybeard. Turned the mic all the way down, so I couldn't. All right, yeah. Anything else you can do for me?
And that one thing he can do is, like he said, if you go back to listen to the archives, you can get the name of the Peace Culture Club, which I promptly forgot right after they left, and I'll have to go back and listen to it again so I can get all their info, because that sounds like a really great organization. I want to thank Greybeard for bringing them in here today. That's what community radio is all about. All right, let's play some more music. Let's go back to Mali and hear something from a guy by the name of Mangala Kamara from a CD that came out in 1993 or so called Complaint Mandinga Blues. We're going to hear a song off this one called Muso Maramba. Thank you. All right, that was the LP actually sounds like that. That wasn't, we weren't playing it wrong. It's just, it sounds really bad, but it's a great song. It's called Waha Biadachi. That's the name of the album, too, from the Gorchestra Super Mende of Burkina Faso. Support for WRIR comes from Proper Pie Company, offering New Zealand-style savory pies, sweet pies by the slice, and a soup of the day. Proper Pie is open Wednesday through Sunday at 2505 East Broad Street on Richmond's Church Hill. I'm going to end up the my set here with a cut from Amade Cyril et les Volcans de la Capitale from Benin, from an LP called Ay, Mon Coeur, or Oh, My Heart. We're going to hear a song called J'ai Marie Ta Fille from an LP. Here we go. And Greybeard will be back.
Chez moi, savez bien que l'amour besoin pas l'argent. Oh ma belle, tu veux me trahir. Sois gentil, oh là là, ma belle, parce que tu ne dis pas la vérité. Sois gentil, oh là là, ma belle, c'est moi qui marie ta fille. Don't